you know, this whole WikiLeaks thing has gone further than just a freedom of expression issue or the regulation of the internet. According to an article I'm looking at here, that WikiLeaks is ready to release a giant insurance file if shut down. So threats are starting to come back from this Julian Assange, if that's how you say that. Goes on to say Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, has circulated across the internet an encrypted poison pill cache of uncensored documents suspected to include files on BP and Guantanamo Bay. One of the files identified this week by the Sunday Times, called the insurance file, has been downloaded from the WikiLeaks website by tens of thousands of supporters from America to Australia. Assange warns that any government that tries to curtail his activities risks triggering the deluge of the state and commercial secrets. The military papers on Guantanamo Bay, yet to be published, have been supplied by Bradley Manning, Assange's primary source until his arrest in May. Other documents that Assange is confirmed to possess include a aerial video of a U.S. airstrike in Afghanistan that killed civilians, and BP files and Bank of America documents. Okay, this has gone now from an internet issue to a freedom issue to a, I think it's a espionage to a traitor issue. This Assange needs to be held accountable, and the governments across this land, real governments, need to take his website and shove it up his rear end, because this is now just becoming garbage. Whether you're on the right, whether you're on the left, it's going to show a lot about what we don't want people to know. I think most can figure out the Obama administration, most can figure out the Bush administration, but this guy, now that he's holding hostage and making threats about his so-called poison pill, needs to be stopped. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.